Dios. El Shalom, el Obi Weary, el Shalom, el Obi. Teach me more, teach me more.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, you're a
chamar o cabo de Deus pra se criar. Deixa o mar, é nove e o deixa o é nove e
God. Amen. That they that wait upon the Lord
mm-hmm.
have indeed their strength.
Amen.
And tonight we know this word of God is our portion. We will surely be renewed.
Thank you, Lord.
Because that's the promise of God. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we here as usual for our prayer meetings.
Hallelujah.
And we have some requests here. One from our sister Lily, asking for prayer for her brother's daughter who got burnt by hot water. She's just 3.5 years. Oh my. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's take that little girl into our hearts tonight. That the Lord will heal her and leave no scar on the skin. Amen. And then we have another one. Remembering that sister came in prayer. You remember the lady who works with our sister Julie. The family really, they are very grateful and thankful that we remembered their sister in prayer, and they still solicit our continued prayer for her, and we believe that the Lord will completely heal her, and we will claim that total healing tonight, because the Lord, he is our healer. Praise the Lord. How many believe that?
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we now approach thy throne of mercy by faith, believe in the Lord. Anything we shall ask tonight,
amen,
it will be granted unto us.
Amen.
That's why, Lord, we want the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That whatever we shall ask of God will be according to your will.
Amen.
Not something that we will consume upon our own lust, God.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, this night, O God, we are all with great expectation.
Amen.
By your grace, the Lord, the Holy Spirit will bring us a visitation. Whereby, O God, all that, Lord Jesus, we shall ask tonight, O God, it will be, Lord, released, Lord, unto us.
Amen.
Father, even as we tend to your word to read, O God, we pray the Lord Jesus, the purpose, and Lord, for what the reason, O God, you wrote these things, Lord, we know they have been preserved for us. And Father, just break every word and grant us the spirit of prayer tonight, Lord Jesus. And even as we are remembering this, our little daughter, we don't know her, O Lord, but you know her so much, O God. Oh, an innocent girl, little girl, Lord. I heard she just pulled hot water from a table and it fell upon her. Oh, Lord Jesus. She's so ignorant, innocent little one. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, even as you did it, Lord, in the house of Jairus. Even when someone was even dead, Lord. Oh, you said, oh Lord, you may able to raise her up, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Father, tonight, Lord, we commit this little girl into your hands. Lord, heal the bones, O God. Father, we pray that not even a little scar will be left on that body. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Father, tonight also, oh, the family of Cain, O God. Oh, they appreciate, Lord Jesus, what you are doing for their sister, Lord. And Father, they ask that we continue to remember her in prayer. And tonight we want to claim total healing for that lady, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, meet each and everyone tonight, God. As Lord, we wait on you, Lord Jesus. Oh, let the Holy Spirit descend our thoughts and our hearts and purge us from all unrighteousness and anything that, Lord, will be of a hindrance tonight. Lord, we will be finding favor in your sight tonight. Lord Jesus, grant us the spirit of prayer. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. I tell the Lord yesterday night, about 2 days, it has been myself a real battle. My whole nasal passage is congested. I can't even breathe. But this evening, oh, praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
I was in the bath, even I called my wife, said, come and see something. I just pushed one, and the phlegm that dropped, so big. Amen. Because I would have found it really very difficult to stand here tonight. But the Lord has done it for us. Let's quickly turn to Romans 6. Reading from verse 11 to 16. As we look at it tonight, we have a topic, Jacob and Esau.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jacob and Esau. Romans 9, 11 to 16. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy to on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, these are your words, Lord. We know every word in this book of prophecy is life, God.
Amen.
Father, we want the life tonight. Oh, to inspire us, Lord Jesus. Oh, to quicken us, Lord, tonight. Oh, to pray and bring the things that, Lord Jesus, oh, the enemy is keeping away from us, Lord. It's our possession, Father. We want to claim them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? Ah. You know, one time somebody said, then what is the need for us to pray? Because it is not him that willeth, and it is not him that what runneth, but what? God that showeth mercy.
Amen.
So let us just fold our hands and sit down so that he will decide whether he will show mercy or not. Praise God, because it's not the one who does what? Who willeth, and is not the one who runneth, but he that showeth mercy. And so then, that means the brother was telling them, brother, why? Then we have to fold our arms and sit down and then wait for the Lord to do his own. Praise God. If you look at the word, praise God.
Amen.
But here tonight, as I've said, we have a topic, Jacob and Esau. And when you look at verse 13, let's go back to verse 13, because that's where our whole thing stands tonight. He said, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, But Esau have I hated. For what reason? Children that were not yet born. Oh, praise God. But this scripture tells us something. It tells us that there are some things that God loves. And there are some things that God hates. That's the answer.
Amen.
Amen. There are things that God loves. And there are other things that God hates.
Amen.
That's it. And he knows the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. He knows the end from the beginning. That's why he is God. So he knew who would believe and who would reject.
Amen.
So God was what? That's why he said, verse 14, he said, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. He is a righteous God.
Amen.
The only thing is that he knows our end. Praise the Lord. From the beginning, he knows every one of us seated here.
Hallelujah.
And so, we see here that there are these two children, and they had what? Two different spirits. These two children, they have what? Two different spirits. And the prophet was saying here, in the message book, hearing, recognizing, acting on the word of God. Preached in 1960, verse 9, he said, this world is now standing in the grip of two great spiritual forces. Listen to it closely again. This world is now standing in the grip of two great spiritual forces, and they are both religious. And I believe that these great forces are soon coming to a head. And both of these great forces were represented in these two sons of Isaac. These two great spiritual forces, they are represented in these two children of what? Isaac. And he said, we could see that these two children, while they were in the womb, they were fighting, struggling, while they were in the womb. And even when they were coming out from the womb, the fight was still unabated. And so we could see that Jacob was holding the leg of Esau. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Holding the leg, pulling him. Because, you know, twins, they go around like this. Huh? Till the one that the womb is ready to release, the one whose head goes down first will come out before what? The second one will also come. Amen.
Amen.
So, the struggle was what? Probably, all the time, maybe when Jacob comes there, he doesn't want to move. And the other one will push him out. And they were struggling. So, when it came that what? Jacob had to come, Esau had to come out first, Jacob was still holding what? The leg. So, they were fighting these two forces. Were what? Were fighting. And if we see that these children have two different spirits, you will begin to wonder why it should be so. Because they come from the same parents. Take notice. They come from the same parents. And their father, the prophet said, was the righteous seed of God promised. That is Isaac. The father was what? The righteous seed of God's promise. Very righteous man. And let's look at the wife also, Rebecca. She was a virgin, a virtuous woman. We all have heard when Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, went looking for the wife for Isaac. When he had prayed, he prayed that God, if any woman that comes and will be able to give me water and these camels here, let that woman be what? The wife of my master, son Isaac. And my brother, it's not easy to what? To feed camels with water.
Amen.
Because according to science, they have a reserve stomach where they put some water in as a reserve. And so to give camels, how many were them? Was it 7 or 10? Praise the Lord. Oh, no, so nobody knows. Amen. See, 7 or 10 camels. And she was what? Feeding these camels. A virtuous woman. A woman that was is not lazy. Praise God. And so we could see that she was a predestinated woman that God has what? Has chosen for Isaac. So look at these two couples. Righteous, God's promise, Isaac. And then a virtuous what? Woman. Virgin, a virgin woman. And then they had what? Twins. And they had different characters, different spirits. Praise the Lord. That means it is not a question of who your father is and who your mother is. It is what? Individual. Amen. It is not because your father is a pastor or a minister, and so, oh, definitely you are also this. No, sir, it's not like that. Praise God.
Amen.
Here we see two different what? Spirits. The prophet said, and they were two, see, these couples, he said, they were two consecrated, spirit-filled believers of God. See? They were two consecrated, this couple, spirit-filled believers of God, foreordained to the very marriage. God foreknew it. And so, one begin to wonder, why one was very evil person and the other very good person? Jacob and Esau. How does, and when you look at the two of them, the prophet said, the good person looked to be evil and the evil looked to be what? Good. You understand what I'm saying? The evil one, as Esau, he looks to be what? Good. And whilst the good one looks to be what? Evil. So praise my brother, my sister, let us not judge people. Amen. By the outside appearance and what you see about them. Amen. Praise God. Let us not judge that way. It is God that judges. These two children, if you were their neighbors, you will always love Esau. Amen. If you were to be their neighbors, you would always love Esau. But here, oh my, it was different. And it was only God that was seeing it. Here, it was what? Different. But in Jacob, he was what? He was a determined somebody. Tonight, we are going to be like Jacob.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There was something in his heart here. Determination. He was determined. He was persevering. That the birthright, though it doesn't come to me, I will have it. Praise the Lord. Tonight, You have a birthright to claim tonight. It has not come your way, but you can what? Receive it.
Amen.
It never came the way of Jacob. It went to Esau. But as long as in his heart, he was determined for the birthright. Oh my, God says, I love you for that. Because the birthright holds what? It holds the blessings of God. It holds all that is good. It is in the hands of God. He wants to place himself into the hands of God. Because it has to take what? That birthright. And the type of the birthright, as the prophet said, is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. It's a type of what? So the two sons, they were fighting. And their nature, the prophet said, one was spiritual and one was carnal. And we know Jacob was what? Spiritual. And Esau was what? Carnal. But he said, both were what? They were religious. Both were religious. So the prophet said, Esau represented the man of the earth. Natural, religious inclined, but never able to climb past the things of the world. Listen closely again what the prophet said. He said, Esau represented the man of the earth. Natural, religious inclined, all right, but never able to climb past the things of the world. He cannot. The world, he couldn't overcome it. The carnal things, it was never in him to do it. See? It was never in him to do it. He couldn't do it. But let's look at Jacob, because he is the one we want to be tonight. And stand upon that and pray and claim all that we need. He said, Jacob in him, it was just so easy for him to do it. Oh, my brother, it's nothing hard. Amen. In the name of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Nothing is what? Difficult. Amen. In the name of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
He said, for Jacob, it was just so easy for him to do it. Very easy. How could it be easy? My brother, it is what? Faith.
Amen.
If you really, as we just sang the last song, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. That's the thing. It's so easy. Anyone that has faith, things are what? You don't look at what? The hindrances. Because faith has no hindrance. You don't look at the obstacles. You don't look at the difficulties. So things make so easy for you. But when you begin to look at the obstacles and hindrances, it becomes difficult. But here, Jacob tonight, whom we are going to stand, we are going to be a type of him, he said, it was easy for him to do it. Tonight, let it be easy for you to claim whatever you want to claim tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, one purpose Jacob had, and that was, he longed for that birthright.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No matter how he got it, just he wanted it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So my brother, tonight, what are you longing for? Whatever you are longing for, if it is a birthright to you, then tonight let it be so easy for you.
Amen.
And claim it. He had one purpose. Tonight, carry your purpose in your heart.
Amen.
And believe it in your heart. Carry that purpose tonight.
Amen.
And let it be so easy for you to claim.
Hallelujah.
That was what he was talking about, Jacob. He said, Jacob had one thing that he wanted. Because according to the word, the blessings and good things laid in the birthright. And Jacob, that was his only objective. The only thing he had in mind was to get that birthright. So anything that has been on your heart for so long and is still not coming forth, my brother, my sister, tonight let it be so easy for you to claim it.
Amen. Amen.
Just like Jacob, it was upon his heart to what? In any way receive the birthright. Because when you look at the whole thing, it's just impossible. God has laid it, the firstborn should what? Will be the recipient of what? The birthright. Amen. It was not by way of birth. It was not in the way of Jacob to receive the birthright. By way of birth, no, he was out of it. But because he so longed for it, he longed for it. See, this birthright, it has to be mine. I want to be in the hands of God. Praise the Lord. Tonight, that same determination, that same perseverance, that same desperation, demonstrate that tonight, that whatever you are looking for, oh Lord, just as Jacob, it was so easy for him.
Amen.
Because he was determined to receive it, and
Amen.
He got it.
Amen.
Something that was out of his way. That's why God said, Jacob, I love.
Amen.
Esau, I hate it. And look at the way how he managed to get what the birthright from his brother. See? Look at the way how he did it. He knew that his brother, anytime he comes from the the bush or the from his work in the fields, he always feels very hungry. He watched him. He was watching him. Amen.
Amen.
He was watching. My brother, let's watch the ways of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how God does his things.
Amen.
Amen. He was watching. So, okay, I don't know what to do. And he knows what he wants so much. Red porridge. So he prepared the red porridge and made the whole and this thing, flavor was just blowing everywhere. Then he put it so openly. This porridge. See? Just attracting his attention. And Esau look at the whole thing, turn his head, look at it, he say, Jacob, give me some of your porridge. Say, even if you want all, I'll give it to you. Are you sure? Say, yes. If you want all, I'll give it to you. Say, okay. If you mean it, yeah, I mean it. Let's take advantage with Bolo. Exchange. Birthright. Promise that you don't need it. It's mine. In the presence of the Lord, right now. Birthright, what is, does it mean to me? Because of hunger. He just what? Exchange it for what? Red porridge. Jacob had what? Has won. Amen. Reverend. He was determined.
Amen.
He was persevering. And he was desperate to receive the birthright. Tonight, my brother, whatever you are looking for, be desperate tonight.
Amen.
It's easy for you to receive it because it was easy. Look at it. Very easy for Jacob to receive the birthright.
Amen.
Just over what? A red porridge, a pot. Very easy. Brother, there are many ways that God, when he looks at us, he looks at your heart, the way how you are really persevering, deep from your heart, you are requesting these requests that's on your heart. Tonight you will receive it.
Amen.
But now listen to what he said. Esau despised it. You see? The one that actually had it despised it. or he was ashamed of it. But Jacob wanted it regardless of how he got it. He wanted it tonight. Do the same. You want it tonight.
Amen.
He said, that's the way with the spiritual believer today.
Amen.
The prophet said, that's the way with the spiritual believer today. He doesn't care how much you laugh at him, how much fun you make.
Amen.
How ridiculous you ridicule him. He doesn't look at that.
Amen.
His only objective is the birthright.
Amen.
He wants to get into God. Amen. Reverend, tonight, don't look at anything. Don't look at who is seated by your side. Praise the Lord. Oh, if you need to what? Cry tonight. Whatever way the Holy Spirit will lead you, bring something out for the Lord to say, ah, Lydia, I love. Amen. Tonight, let us hear that from the Lord. Praise God. That the Lord will tell you, I love, because of your perseverance. Because you want it, I will give it to you. I will take it from the hands of the one that is holding it and give it to you. Brethren, let's look at these two spirits for a while as we get ourselves into prayer. Let's look at these spirits for a while. The prophet said, we can see from the beginning in the Garden of Eden two trees. One was life, and the other was what? Death. See, these two spirits, they are very close. So we are coming on something now. You will see that this spirit also is very close to you tonight. Praise God. That's this spirit. These two spirits, they are what? They are very close. And the prophet is giving what? Instances. In the Garden of Eden, two trees, one is life, one is death. And then came to what? Cain and Abel.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them religious. But one of them desired eternal life. Amen. One of them desired something special from the Lord. And so through that, he had a revelation of the right sacrifice he has to what? Give unto the Lord. And so he was able to give a more excellent sacrifice unto the Lord. Because of what? The prophet says, he desired eternal life. Whatever you desire tonight, oh, it will lead you to give the right sacrifice of prayer tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Prayer of sacrifice tonight. An excellent one in his presence, which from your heart, without what? Any speck of what? Doubt.
Amen.
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 Amen. Watch it. Excellent sacrifice without any speck of doubt. But believing that whatever you ask, it will be what? Given to you. You will receive it like Jacob received it.
Amen.
Amen. So we see Abel, because he desired something. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He had a revelation.
Amen.
To give unto the Lord the right sacrifice. And then comes what? Ishmael and Isaac. See? Always close. You know of Ishmael and Isaac?
That's right.
See? Always at the same time. He said, one of them, as Ishmael, was of the flesh. But Isaac was of the spirit. He said, Ishmael was of the bond woman. But Isaac was of the free woman.
Amen.
My brother, are you bounded by anything tonight?
No.
Have you gotten yourself bounded?
No.
Release them tonight.
Amen.
You are not a bound child. You are a free child tonight, my brother. A free child. The devil can never entangle you. You are a free child. Take notice of that. Don't let something bog you down that because of this, because of what? Let faith rings in your heart tonight.
Amen.
You are not a bound child of God.
Amen.
You are a free child.
Amen.
You are of the spirit.
Amen.
You are not of the flesh. We have not received the spirit of this world. We have received the spirit of what? The Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And the Spirit crieth in us, Abba, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Tonight, take notice of that. And then we see another two, Israel and Moab.
See?
Always Israel and Moab. Israel was what? They were heading towards the promised land. Amen.
Amen.
And then Moab, their own brother. See? It was a brother to Israel. Listen. No, Moab comes from what? Comes from the lineage of Saul. Esau. Amen. And Israel means Israel was one. When Jacob's name was changed to Israel. So they were what? They were still brothers here. Israel and what? Moab. Israel going toward the promised land. Oh, having left the whole of Egypt behind them. Oh, my brother, today leave everything of the world behind you.
Amen.
And Israel was just moving toward the promised land. And you know, Moab. They were feeling what? So much jealous. They were so much jealous of what? The children of Israel. So they tried to what? To bring a lot of what? Obstacles in their ways. They organized what? A party. That will make it a disco party. See? With the buzz, that this thing will boom, 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 boom. See? And then, what happened? Just what? To draw the people. Hey, don't let anything draw you tonight.
Amen.
Look straight towards what?
Amen.
The goal.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you are looking for, look straight towards that.
Amen.
Don't let anything distract your attention.
Amen.
Amen. As many that were distracted, they couldn't go to the promised land.
Amen.
They died that night. Don't be distracted of anything.
Amen.
Just stay online with the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Stay online with Him. Look, brother, tonight the Lord will do something in your life.
Amen.
Believe it. Oh, I can see one of my sisters. I see real determination on her face tonight. God richly bless you. Amen. Sister Victoria, God richly bless you. I can see some real determination in your heart tonight. Just put it before the Lord. The Lord will what? The Lord will see
Amen.
You through. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's look forward now. Let's not get ourselves to be distracted. Amen. And then you can see what? Moses and Balaam. Hey. Moses and Balaam. Now we will look at those spirits. He said, the spiritual seed of the living God in a man, in a woman, always calls for what? Separation. Amen. So tonight, let's separate ourselves from any other thing and look forward to what? The birthright and claim it tonight. He said, Esau didn't last very long with Jacob. As soon as Jacob obtained the birthright, praise the Lord,
Amen.
It called for a separation. Amen. These two, though they were together all the time, but when it comes to the time when he received the birthright, there was what? The separation. Tonight, the birthright is yours. Get yourself out from every every forces of the enemy. He said, now this is the spirit that tonight you need to separate yourself from, to get yourself out of the way so that God comes in. Let's look at it. We go back to the same people again. Cain. Cain, what was the spirit? Cain, the spirit in him was to destroy his brother or his sister. If that spirit is there, my brother, separate yourself tonight. Amen. So that you can claim tonight. It's the spirit of Cain. You see, very close. It may be close to you, but tonight it has been what? He has been exposed. If there has been any spirit in you where you try to destroy a brother or a sister, gossiping about the brother or sister, tonight, tell the Lord, Lord, tonight, I confess, forgive me, because I want the best right. The Cain of the spirit of Cain, separate yourself from it tonight. Then we look at Ishmael. Ishmael, pride and stubbornness. That was for his Ishmael. Very, very proud and very stubborn, like the mother. Amen. Oh yes, because when what's her name?
Hagar.
When he brought forth Ishmael, the way how she tormented Sarah, not easy. She tormented her. Maybe she carried the baby and hey, it looks so, you see, just tormenting Sarah. See, she became very proud. A maid. And it was what? Sarah made that mistake. See? She made a mistake and she was receiving the results. So the same thing when Ishmael grew up, that same proud always feel that he was what? Everything. So pride and stubbornness, kill it tonight.
Amen.
It is what? It's Ishmael. It's Ishmael. Let Ishmael separate yourself from Ishmael tonight. I say, Lord, I humble myself under your mercies, Lord.
Amen.
Under your altar tonight, I humble myself, Lord. Every pride and every stubbornness, Lord Jesus, I lay them upon the altar. Let it be taken away tonight. I want the best right, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And what about Esau? Esau, the spirit of Labizia. Look warm. See? Let them be hot tonight. Amen. Take away every lukewarmness. Be hot tonight. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then what about Balaam? Balaam always look, finding faults, pointing fingers. Take that spirit away. Amen. And one thing is that Jacob never draws back. Jacob never draws back. Tonight, don't draw back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give me Hebrews 10, 38 and 39. Now, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Tonight, let faith work in us now tonight.
Amen.
But if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. You hear what the Lord is telling you tonight?
Amen.
Anyone who draws back, don't draw back tonight. Stand.
Amen.
Amen. Face. Run towards every obstacle. Destroy them tonight. Amen. Just like what David did. Oh, it even defeated Goliath that very time. Because As I said the other day, I was demonstrating here. Goliath so big, and then boasting, let someone come out and fight me. And then that morning, all what he could find, you could say that the prophet said, he made the call at the wrong time that day, because David was there and standing so big. And then he saw a small boy coming with what? A leather string. He said, but am I a dog? Amen. So he wanted to what? To frighten this small boy. Say, hey! He was coming towards David. And he thought David would turn around and just what? Take flight. But he never. Rather, David also started running towards him. Then he said, that something is going to happen. That moment alone, Goliath was what? Defeated. So, don't draw back. Verse 39. He said, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of our souls. That's what we are. We are not of them that draws back. Tonight, we are craving our word. We are taking our birthright tonight. Oh, Jacob, I love. Amen. That's what God is telling us tonight. The birthright is not a human's right, you see. It's birthright.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it is there for us tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Human rights, put it somewhere. Amen. This birthright.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He said, then we're reading, read the last one. He said, Jacob, in him, it was just so easy to do it. I'm repeating that same place again. One purpose Jacob had, and that was he longed for that birthright. Musicians, just come forward. Amen. Tonight, just long for it. Be desperate tonight.
Amen.
Persevere tonight. We are not of them that draws back, but we are the people that moves forward. Amen. Tonight, my sister, take the gloom out and get yourself to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
My Jesus, man, you look so quiet tonight. You have victory tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You have victory tonight. Amen. How many are going to claim your best right tonight?
Amen.
Though it is not on your way. See? It is not on your way. But tonight, it will come to you. Because Jacob claimed it.
We just cross of Jesus. To be thy name. of your kingdom come. Oh Lord Jesus, oh, as you've been imposing the glory of Jacob, the Lord, he calls me anxiety to God. He calls me new for it. Because he was determined. Oh, because he was desperate for it. His first purpose, your children have one purpose, that they believe the Lord. He has first God. They'll never leave you here, Lord Jesus, without you answering them, O Lord. Father, I commit, Lord Jesus, your children into your hands tonight, O God. You are the one that knows, Lord, what they hold, oh, in their heart, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, as you are looking into their hearts, oh, Lord. Father, they come to your presence, oh, Lord, without any doubts, Lord. Oh, Father, we pray the Holy Spirit, oh, Lord, will come in our midst now, Lord. Come in the midst of your people and descend on their hearts, Lord, their thoughts, their minds.
Tonight we see many of our brethren are not here, but we want to remember them in prayer. I believe you know a brother, you know a sister who also desires something. He's not here tonight. Let's keep our brethren who are not here. And of them that you know that they are looking for something, looking for a job. They are going through the exams, looking for their documents. Whatever you know of your that brother, whatever you know of that sister who is looking for something, tonight we have the opportunity, having received grace from the Lord, that if we should ask, he will grant to us. Let's remember, whoever will put you put upon your heart, just carry that one to the presence of the Lord. Just remember your brother in prayer. At the same time, always remember our pastor also in prayer, the officers in the church. Remember all of them in prayer. Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, we have many of our brethren not here. But Lord, oh, we want to remember all of them, O God, tonight. Father, I know of my sister, O Lord Jesus, you know my heart. O God, the sister I'm talking about, Lord, you can read my heart and you know whom I'm talking about. Lord Jesus, I commit her into your hands. I pray that, Lord, oh, she's looking for something that will come. She deserves it, Lord. It's something that, Lord God, you ordained for her. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, Father, you have done it many times, Lord. We have read of it many times, Lord. Lord Jesus, we know you are that same God. Father, I pray, oh Lord, with my heart, Lord, without any doubt, Lord, because Father, I have seen it. You have done it. My eyes have seen it before. So, Lord Jesus, I'm standing upon the basis of what of my experience, Lord, with you, oh Lord Jesus, what you did for that sister in Rome. Lord, I know that you are the same God. asking the Lord Jesus to grant it to God. Father, let something change. Oh, that your name be glorified. Lord Jesus, lift her up, oh God. Every obstacle in her way, oh God. Even Lord Jesus, even if something that she has done and all confess the sin, oh Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Forgive her, oh Lord. Forgive her, Lord Jesus. And bring the joy upon her lips, Lord. But I ask, I know that, oh Lord, you never fail, oh God. Your word, oh Lord Jesus, has never. Many times, Lord, you have proven, oh God. We have lifted the Lord Jesus, our faith, by answering our prayers, Lord. Tonight, oh God, let it be unto that, my sister, Lord. Let the joy come upon her face. Oh, yes, Lord. I ask, Lord, I cry, Lord, this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Lord, just to take, Lord Jesus, your leadership, oh God. Just to take your hands, oh God. Father, support him, Lord. Father, strengthen him, O God. O Lord Jesus, let him stand, O God, tall in your house, O Lord Jesus. Father, grant you that anointing, O Lord. Grant you, Lord Jesus, the wisdom to lead your people. Grant you, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, your way, oh Lord, showing him, oh God, the path, Lord, to take, Lord Jesus, oh, to bring your children home, Lord. Make him a true shepherd, Lord Jesus. I pray to you, God, committing the family, Lord, into your hands. And Lord Jesus, they are part of the ministry. Oh Lord, the Father, they will always be, especially the wife of God. Oh, be there, that right to help me to God. Oh, in support of the ministry, Lord. Father, tonight, the request, oh Lord, from the K, Sister K, remembering K again, oh Lord, in prayer. Our sister Julie, friend of God, whom she's working, she has appreciated, Lord, what you have so far done, oh God. And Lord, tonight we are claiming total healing in the name of Jesus Christ, of God, for that our sister. Lord, you know where she is, of God. Father, let your hands of healing stretch forth and touch her, of God. Father, let them be filled, oh Lord, the desire of God. Oh, to come and testify, Lord, that, oh yes, once I was sick, I couldn't do anything. But the prayer of the saints, oh Lord, you have answered their prayer and I'm healed. Testify to the glory of your name. And Lord Jesus is our little daughter. Oh, she's so much upon our hearts tonight. Oh Lord, we know the pain she is in, oh God. Father, soothe the pain. Father, take away the pain, oh Lord. Oh Lord Jesus, pray, oh God, that you heal her, oh Lord. Let not even a little scar be left upon the body. Take every pain away, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord Jesus. Sing this song, never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus has never failed me. Yes, and he will never fail. Amen. Never fails me yet. Never fails me yet, Jesus' love never fails me yet. This one thing I know, that forever I go, Jesus' love never fails me yet. Never fails me yet, never fails me yet, Jesus' love. Fail me yet. This one thing I know, that wherever I go, oh Jesus, never fail me yet. Oh, never fail me yet. Never fail me yet. Oh Jesus, never fail me yet. This one thing I know, that wherever I go, Jesus, never fail me yet. Never fail me yet. Never fail me yet. Jesus, never fail me yet. This one thing I know, wherever I go, Jesus, never fail me.
Never fail, never fail.
Oh, never fail me. Oh, never fail me. Jesus, never fail me. It's one thing I know that wherever I go, Jesus. Never fail me,
yeah. Never fail,
never fail me, yeah. Never fail me, yeah. Jesus, love, never fail me, yeah. Oh, this one thing I know, now wherever I go, Jesus, love, never fail me, yeah.
Let's sing it once again.
Never fail me, never fail me. Jesus, love, never fail me. Yes, one thing I know, wherever I go, Jesus, love, never fail me.
Yes, sir, it will never fail. The love of Jesus Christ. This one thing we know, amen, it has never failed. Praise God.
Amen.
How many believe
amen.
That greater than all is
amen.
Here tonight?
Amen.
And every sacrifice of prayer that we have offered,
amen.
It is before
amen.
Him.
Amen.
And we will receive our requests, and even we have received them. We believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Continue to pray for one another. Continue to pray for the church. Continue to pray for your pastor. Continue to pray for all the leadership in the church. Continue to pray for the children. Continue to pray for the youth. Pray for one another. Love one another. Keep the fire burning. Let the church, oh, become that church without spot, without wrinkle. a church of fire, a church that whenever anyone enters, he will never go back the same. The church, when we speak, it is the voice of God. God, we bless you for coming, and may he see to every request that has been given unto him. And still, this small little girl, when you go back, still remember her in prayer, that the Lord will just take all the pain away and let her sleep peacefully.
Amen.
Amen.
The last one.
That you've done for us, Lord, even just for us to be here tonight, they are great and wonderful things. Father, the world looks at it as foolishness, Lord, but Father, tonight we have heard words of eternal life. Oh God, words that separate us from the things of this world, from the things that you hate, Lord, and they show us the things that you love, the things that you desire for us to be. Oh God, I pray, Father, tonight that you'd help us, Lord, to be persuaded of thy word, Lord, to draw closer and nearer unto you, Lord, and to separate, oh God, from all unbelief, all things that hinder us and draw us back, Lord, May you help us tonight, Father, that we may separate from it, O God. May you give us a desire tonight, Lord, to persevere in prayer as Jacob did, Lord. Father, O God, to be determined like the woman of Zarephath, Lord, the late Greek woman, Lord, that came to the Lord. O God, she could not be persuaded back. She knew, Lord, there was something there. She had no doubt in her heart, even as we have no doubt tonight, Lord, asking and believing fully that you will give that which we desire, Lord. Father, we wouldn't desire it if it wasn't for us, Lord. But you have put the desire in our hearts to desire after righteousness. Not our own, Lord, but thine own, Father. Therefore, we surrender ourselves completely to thy word tonight, Lord. We surrender our wills, we surrender our desires, everything, Lord, that your will may be done in our lives. I pray for every brother, every sister that's here tonight, that you'd help us to keep meditating on these words, Lord, until they have become a reality in our lives. Praying for the little children that are here, Lord, may you watch each and every one of them, Lord. May you keep them safe, Lord, and before them may their parents, Lord, be a token continually displayed, Father, that when their time comes, Lord, they would fall into the kingdom. I pray, Father, even for the request that's been mentioned, remembering our brethren that could not come tonight, we commit them to you, Lord, and ask that you stir them up, Lord, that we would meet with them on Sunday. I pray, O God, Father, for the little girl that was burnt with water. Father, you are the same yesterday that took away the pain of the fire in the days of Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego. We pray, Father, O God, that you would help this little girl, Father, that you would touch her and take away the sting of the fire, Lord, and give her comfort and heal her, O Father, for the glory of your name. We ask it, Father. Praying even for the lady in the hospital. Kay, Lord, we pray, Father, that it be for your glory. Father, even as the family so appreciates, Lord, the prayers the saints have made, Lord, may you use this situation, Father, to bring them to the knowledge of thy saving grace, O God. May they know, O God, the folly of the things of the world, and may they know, Lord, O God, life eternal in your word is my prayer, Father. I commit them to you. Bless, Lord, our brother Andrew. We commit him to you, Father, and his family. Watch over them until we meet with them again. I pray, Father, for our brother Maxwell, that you be with him too and restore strength and virtue unto him. Bless our brethren that's been so faithful with the music. Use them continually, Lord, to bring us onto that higher ground. We commit everything to you, Father. Until we meet again, we pray you keep us safe on the roads, Lord. May you watch over us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel, by the Lord, with his ship securely for you. God be with you. Amen.